The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus, from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. Mary was one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oils and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness will not end in death, but in the glory of God. For the Son of Man will be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews are just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, does he not stumble? Because he sees the light in this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awake him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one coming into this world." Then she said this. She went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here, and he is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. And when the Jews were there and her in the house confronting her, they saw Mary, who got up quickly and got out, and they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell to his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind had done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. And Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said, "Lord, by now there'll be a stench. But he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took the stone away, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, tied hand and foot in burial bonds, and his face wrapped in cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what had been done believed in him. The gospel of the Lord.
There are many characters in this remarkable narrative of John's gospel, the story of the death and rising of Lazarus. There's, of course, Jesus, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, the crowd, the people who knew Lazarus, mourning his death. But then also one of the characters you cannot ignore in this narrative is the tomb. Everyone seems to be gathered around it. The tomb of Lazarus is something I want to bring us to. I want us to focus in on as we come to this last Sunday of Lent, because next Sunday is Palm Sunday, we begin Holy Week. So next Sunday we'll hear the narrative of the Passion. But this gospel this week is pointing us to that Passion of Jesus. Think about a cemetery for a moment. I don't know about any of you, but I rather like cemeteries. For some people, especially in modern culture, when you see a cemetery, you might think, ooh, scary. Zombies, goblins, monsters, who knows what. Our modern culture demonizes the dead and the resting place of the dead. And it's kind of sad, because actually the cemetery is a place, a holy place. It's a place of God. The word itself has Greek origins, cemetery, which means a place of sleep. And it's kind of interesting to think about that, because certainly in the history of Christianity, we've never thought of death and the place where we lay our bodies after death as a place of ending or as the last thing. We know that, and even in our prayers at a funeral, we know that death is not death completely. It's a going to the Lord. In a way, death is arising, a coming fully awake in Christ. And so cemeteries, when we see them, we should think not of death only, but of those who are asleep, who are wanting to wake up, and they do in Jesus Christ. Death is not the end, right? Death is that time where we move into the eternal life that we desire. And so the tomb of Lazarus for Jesus is not a place where Lazarus has gone and now Lazarus is no more. Ezekiel says to us, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. We don't want to be in the cemetery. We don't want to be in the tomb. We want to rise from that place. Our Christian faith, our pilgrimage of life, is not to death. It's our passion, our death, and our resurrection. We all have a hope that is grounded in the passion of Jesus. So this gospel is so significant to understanding the purpose of Christ's action, salvific action for the world, that he went through a suffering, a death. He went to the tomb, but he got out of there. Why? Because it is not the end. I want us to think about the tomb. Focus in on the image that you might have of a tomb. If you ever get to go to the Holy Land, you can visit Bethany, and you can actually see the tomb of Lazarus. And they let you go down into the tomb and see where he would have been, where he was laid, where he came back to life and climbed up out of that tomb. And when you go down to that tomb that's made out of rock, they've hewn and created this tomb out of solid rock. You go down there, and the first thing you think of when you're there, I want out of here. Because it's tight, it's small area, it's a small space. Claustrophobic in there. You get down into that tomb and you're like, I gotta get out of here. I don't want to be in the tomb. If you don't think that, there may be something going on up here. But what is the tomb? The tomb is a place where we don't want to remain. It's the place where we want to leave things behind. I'm gonna leave behind the things that stink. We're reminded of that in the gospel. After 4 days of Lazarus being in the tomb, there was a stench. The tomb is a place where we leave those things. Our sins and our struggles, where we leave behind the things of our life that we've said our whole life, Lord, can you please just help me with this? Could you get rid of this? The tomb is the place where we leave those. And Jesus is calling us up out of the tomb. In this gospel, we hear one of the great I am statements of John's gospel. Jesus says that I am the resurrection and the life. I am the one that you're looking for. I am the one with the power to restore your life. I'm the one who has the power to give you what you desire, what you hope for, eternal life. I am the one that you have to look for, seek. I'm the one that you have to find in this life. If you remain in the tomb, you'll never find Christ. We can't remain in our sins. And after he says this, I'm the resurrection and the life, he says, do you believe this? Such an important question. If you are a disciple of the Lord, you have to believe that what Jesus says is true. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. I am the bread of life. He who feeds on me and drinks my blood will never die. I am God. Do you believe this? Or are you still in the tomb? He also cries out something that I think can be very helpful. He cries out to Lazarus, come out. Come out of the tomb. The Lord wants to set you free. He wants you to be the children of God that you are. These three lines of this great gospel, I believe, bring us directly into the power and beauty and meaning of Holy Week and our great hope in Jesus. Lazarus' rising is not some earthly purpose. He doesn't come back to life because he wants to be alive on this earth. He comes back not for his family and friends. His rising is not for some selfish reason. No. His rising is a precursor to the resurrection of our own bodies. The resurrection and the life that is only found in Jesus. Come out of the life of sin that just drowns us in the depths of the tomb. Come out of the tomb. With death, there is no life. Without the cross, there's no hope. Without the resurrection, the rising of Christ, without the rising of Lazarus, without us rising up out of our own tombs, there's no heaven. So maybe as you approach Holy Week, in your prayer, think of the tomb of Lazarus. And hear Jesus calling to you, come out.